Commentive Podcast
คุณกำลังฟัง
Commentive Podcast
Benjamin Connecting to Audio
เกลียดการใช้แบบโปรไฟล์รูปเดียว
จะปิดไมค์ทำไม
นั่นสิอ๋อมันสลับ
ปิดไมค์อีกละ
มันสลับ
เป็นไมค์อีกละเออลุงไปใส่เสื้อเดี๋ยวนี
้ไม่
น
ับ
ไม่ต้องไปใส่เสื้อเดี๋ยวนี้จริงจริง
ไม่ no
what can you hear me guys
I can hear you. Can you hear
hello,
me
hello
finally you make it I have been waiting for you since yesterday
sorry a lot has been going on
it's okay what did you do today
wait let me turn on camera can you see me
no you use the fancy camera right I look so ugly with this camera but never mind
oh my gosh
why is my mouth is so red Oh yeah. My god, so weird.
Did you put your lipstick on?
No, I just eat like spicy food.
I see. Right now we have Earth is in the light too. He's in the car.
Yeah, I saw.
But he didn't turn on his camera, which is like why?
ก็บอกว่าถอดเสื้ออยู่ขี้เกียจใส
่ Put it on.
Yeah, it's
not hard.
Okay, I guess that's fine. How are you, by the way?
I am good. I have been fucking boring during the
pandemic. Same.
Because same. I cannot go out. I cannot like go shooting. I'm supposed to be shooting Secret Admirer this time, but yeah, I have to spend time to spend time at home.Because they not allow the shooting set for over 20 people or something like that. It's just like so suck. Bird?
What?
So I haven't been going anywhere since like early April, since the COVID wave 3. I've been like home every day for like nearly 3 months now.
Did you get vaccinated?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm actually too scared to do the Sinovac. That's why I like Metama. I got the appointment. So I was going to wait for Pfizer, but I'm not sure anymore. Because like WHO is like accept Sinovac now. So
they just accepted like a few days ago.
Yeah, I know. Because it's the same day that I was supposed to get it. And it was like, I say no to the queue. And like later, like 5 hours later,The WHO was like accepted, so I was like, "Oh God, did you do it yet?"
No. I don't like vaccine. I don't like to get vaccinated. กลัวเข็มมาก
But you have to.
I กลัวเข็มแบบที่สุดในโลก I'm just afraid of that.
Me too. I'm so scared of needle.
Yeah.
กลัวที่สุดในโลก But like I have to do it. But like the thing is that I don't want to do Sinovac.At first, because like if you do Sinovac, you're not allowed to go travel to Europe, right? At first, yeah. And then I have to like wait and do another vaccine. So that's why I don't want to do two. So I just want to wait for like the good one. But I don't know. Now we'll see. I kind of want to wait for like the good one.
Okay. So if you guys watch us or hearing us on some podcast, because you know the podcast is available on.iTunes, on Spotify, and stuff like that. And this is Benjamin. Finally, Hello. I just introduced you. Like you've been here for like 10 minutes already, but I just introduced you. Who are you? Can you just introduce yourself, please?
Hello, everybody. My name is Benjamin Brazier. I'm an actor/student. Yeah, an actor of Two Moon Tutor series, have a role of Pana.
That's a very good series, you know, 2 and 2.
Yeah.
What about you, Earth? Who are you?
It's the same Benjamin, but you changed the name of me.
Okay, so you're not gonna turn on your camera, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know, like we have been working together since 2 months. I think I knew you in December 2018.
Yeah, three years ago.
Something. 3 years? Is it 3 years already?
Two and a half, I would say. Yeah, 2.5 now. Jeez, so fast.
Is this fast? Is this too fast? Yeah.
Let me ask one question. What is this podcast about? Is this like a first episode or what is it? Can you tell me what is it
this
about?
This is like the first episode already. I'm just asking lots of people, you know, for some question to get to know them better, like going to the deep conversation. Do you know if you feel uncomfortable to answer, just let me know, you know, and you can ask back. Definitely.
For sure.
Because, you know, lots of people know you from 2Moon2 and it's not just only Thai people, it's the whole world. Internet, we got lots of international fans, to be honest. Yeah. And how come you became the actor of 2Moon2?
Well, I think it's all start from, all right, I'm going to tell my, how it's going. So basically what happening is that when I finished my high school, right? I mean, when I was like young, my mom was kind of like pushed me to this entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously like I wasn't really interested in it when I was like very young. So time passed until high school. I finished my high school. My dad sent me to UK to live in UK for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, for sure that like I'm not gonna be, never gonna be in this entertainment industry for sure. So, and then I come back to Thailand to study in Rangsit University.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all started from that university is like basically the start of everything. When I first got in, there's like my senior like basically see me and were like, oh hi Benjamin, do you want to do like a Dao Duan for uni, you know? And I was like, oh, Dao Duan, that's cool. Like, I mean, why not? I mean, I'm not losing anything. So I just like try it. And then for some reason I won the thing. And luckily there's someone in the audience saw a potential and then come to me and was like, are you interested to like audition for this series? And I was like, I thought it was sketchy. I thought it was like scary. Like, who are you? Like, is this like legit or is this like scam?
Uh-huh.
So I was talking to my family, obviously, like, should we like try or like just like leave it? So my mom was kind of like saying no at first because like it seemed sketchy. But letting the time like pass and I got my friend Pavel to do it too. So I was like, yeah, I mean, at least I have a friend, so why not just try it? And then it just try the audition and I just got it. That's how it is.
That's
basically
cool. yeah
basically I gotta say like I just happened to be in the right place in the right time.
Right, so your family was supporting you to become an actor.
Yeah That's good. My mom definitely supporting me. My dad was like, yeah, whatever, just try and get money, you know? Uh-huh. So I try to earn money by yourself. So, like, everything worked out pretty fine.
So how was UK for 1.5 years? How was your life?
It was amazing, honestly. Basically, I was terrifying, but, like, excited at the same time at first.
Oh,
because,
wait,
like,
wait.
I just...
How come you went there? Like, why did you decide to go to the UK? Because your family want you to?
Yeah, basically, it's not really my decision.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I finished my high school now, and I was like, what next? You know, should I study university after right away in Thailand, or should I? And then my dad kind of come to me. He was like, there's this opportunity to go to UK. I will send you to UK for like, just try to live there, work there, and like, you know, and see how you like it. If you like it there, why don't you just live there forever? So I was like, it's such a good opportunity, you know, because like I have a British passport too. So I could try to like have a lot of like new experience of like, you know, living there. But at the same time, I feel like throw away everything in Thailand. But wish I took it. I was like, yeah, let's do it. I think it's fun. So I went there, terrifying, because like I never live alone, right? And it's like completely new country. I don't have any friends. I don't know anyone there except one uncle. So I fly alone all the way to UK, and my uncle there is like introducing himself and like, you know, show me around a bit. But that's about it though. It was amazing. It was such a good.
Yeah, you know, I kind of get your feeling, because I went to the USA when I was 15. So I was flying alone too. And it was just, you know, scary. And it's just everything just so new to you. And, you know, how to get
the
like sky train. No, not sky train, like the train, you know, it's not.
Yeah.
So you live in London, right?
Yeah, we don't have sky train. We have to underground.
Yeah.
But like, it was so scary. I'm not even kidding. I was terrifying the whole time, because like everything is so new. Like it's just so new. But like at the same time, I'm so excited. And like everything. I just like, I think like when I arrived there, I started working at some restaurant around like
working
2 weeks after.
Like the waiter.
Yes. My uncle basically like just put me in some work to earn money a bit, you know.
Why? I didn't know about
this
information before.
Yeah. So basically I just go there, and like my uncle just like put me in, like he knows a person, a chef, I guess. So he just like, okay, just be a waiter there and just try do it for like a few months. If you don't like it, you can change it yourself. But this is the only thing that he will help. So I took it and I just like working there for 6-7 months, something like that. Anyway, but the first 2 weeks, I just literally like walk around London. It was so amazing. Like it's a new place. You never been that. And it's so different from Thailand that you don't have to take a car. You don't have to take taxi. You can just walk everywhere. And that's amazing. I love it. I love it. I would love to go back. Such
that what we call the first world country. So, and
you could say that. I mean, obviously, like every country is different. So
definitely.
If anyone of you like ever go to UK or live in UK, you kind of know what I'm trying to say.
You know,
but it's such a,
like when I was in London, I feel sad all the time.
Yeah, they kind of call it like the moody country, moody city, because there's no sunlight at all. It's like all cloudy, rain all the time. It's such a moody country.
I was thinking about someone like you by Adele all the time when they walk, you know, because that's music video just reminding me about, and I feel depressed. So I went to like the Loch Ness in Scotland or something like that after that.
Yeah. I totally understand, because like I've been there and there's only like summer that has sunlight, only like 2 months, and the rest of the year is like there's no sunlight at all.
Yeah.
It's like dark, it's rain every day, it's just so cold, and
rainy and cold. It's not good for me, like it's hard, but you've been through for 1.5 years. That was really brave.
Yeah, that's amazing. I get like English skill for sure.
Because like the British accent. I used to have it.
I'm not even kidding. I used to have it like full British. And then like I come back to Thailand like a year and it's all gone because I use Thai.
Yeah.
I think it's really like if you have to get used to the accents there. It's very weird, honestly. But I didn't like 1.5 years I've been there, I didn't have any Thai friends at all. I just used 100% English. So that's why it's kind of improved me on that.
That's cool.
I think I kind of went there and was like, I kind of like have a rule to myself, like, Ben, don't try not to get Thai friends. Because like, if you have Thai friends, you're going to use Thai, right?
Exactly.
You're not going to use English anymore.
Yeah.
So I was like, have this rule to myself. And yeah, and it went pretty good. I have like a lot of, no, not much, but like I have like friends there and it's fun. It's
yeah, you know, when I going to another country, I always like told, I always telling myself that I don't want to meet any Thai people. Just like the in-person perfect, you know? Like, I don't want to meet Thai people. I just want to explore the local people and then, you know, have fun.
I totally agree. That.
Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of...
Totally agree.
It's kind of cool that you've been 1.5 year UK, just only working, not study.
Yeah, basically my original plan was like work there for a year and then I'm going to go to university there. I was decided to live there. I'm not even kidding. I was not going to come back to Thailand. But because like, obviously, like if you know in UK, you have kind of like in university, you have two price. It's like local price. If you have basically, if you like have British passport or you live there for a amount of time, you have like this local price, right? And they have like international price, which is like, you know, international price, like twice
expensive.
The price.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Like could up to, I can't remember the exact price. But anyway, I was naive. I don't know. It's not me. It's not really my fault. It's like kind of, it has some law change. Basically, I was there. I was going to try to like work for a year to earn some money and then got into university and using like my British passport to get like local price. But I think like at the end of the time, the laws kind of changed that even though you have British passport, but you have to live in UK at least 3 years to be able to use a local price. So I was like, shit, what should I do now? Like, should I be working there for another 3 years to go to uni? But then I would be like 22 already. Should I don't know, what should I do? So I was decided, like, so I called my dad. I was like, dad, this situation, what should I do? What do you reckon? And he was like, basically give me two choices. Like, if you like it there, you just work there and don't have to go to uni, just like work, or you can come back to Thailand. You know, so I have two choices. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna work there for another like half a year to earn, because like the money there is pretty good. Even though you work in like some restaurant, it's pretty good. It's a lot, pretty good.
Yeah,
it's
way better.
Yeah, if you compare to Thailand, it's a lot better. Yeah. So I worked there for another like half a year and then I decided to like, okay, pack up everything back in Thailand to like study there. So that's it. And then I just come to Rungsit because it's close to my house. That's it.
Okay.
That's why I say like I'm just be there in the right place in the right time, because like you know, if I stay there, I don't know what would happen to me. If I decide to come back like a bit early or late, then I would never do this Daudi in the same year of 2 months 2, right? So
yeah,
I'm just kind of lucky to land a job there. Yeah, and then the rest is history.
So like
and the rest, what, you knew, because like now I met you.
Yeah. So what is your thought before you getting into like BL community or BL society or whatever they call BL industry? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what did you think before that? Can you remember it's like different from now?
Yeah, I'm gonna be completely honest that before I heard about 2 months 2, I actually never heard, I'll be very honest, but I never heard or watched any BL series or anything at all.
Benjamin,
literally what,
wait,
I'm not even kidding.
To be honest,
I swear.
Me too. Me either. I met it was so perfect and then said it's BL, so I don't really care what they're gonna call.
But yeah. So it was early though. Back then it was like 2018. There's not much BLs going on like right now, right? I mean, right now, BL was like
everywhere.
20, 30 series now. It's everywhere. But But back then, like 3 years ago, is like so it's a bit like let's only have like can't remember. There's like Synchris, you know, and there's like something like that, like OG one, like Tissity app, like something like that. I can't remember what it's called. But it was so it's like a bit, it's not much at all, not many. So I was like, should I try? Like, and because like the person who come to me was like, you want to try Audition for Two Moons to the series? It's like, it's a second season of like Two Moons, which is really popular. But I'd never heard of Two Moons
me
before,
too.
Right? So obviously, like, I go back home and like, I just Google, like, what is Two Moons, the series? And I was like, oh, it's actually a series. Like, it's pretty big, but like, it's in that small community. Because back then, it's not this big, you know? Back then, it's pretty small. So I was like, oh, okay. So it is like, it's basically boys and boys love in a series. So I was like, should I try it? So I just like talked to my parents and they was like, I mean, it's an opportunity. Why not try for fun and like that? So I was like, yeah, why not? I mean, honestly, I never know that it's going to be this big that I could go to another country for fan meeting. And like, I never thought in my life that I would have a lot of fans like following me, like landing so many jobs, but it was pretty amazing. And I'm so glad I did it.
So you know, like I was the writer of the Two Moon Two at the beginning. I'm not supposed to be the director because because I'm very busy on Bangkok Dark Tale, which is my Fletcher.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I watched
on that time, and yeah, I just couldn't direct it on that time, but then. Someday in December, some people just called me and he said the old director just sick and he need me to direct the Two Moon Two. And yeah, so how was the shooting set?
It was fun. I mean, obviously, like I never have any experience of like shooting, being actor. Obviously, we have like a small. What's it called again? Like practice
workshop.
We have
love the time that when we were workshop together. It was so much fun. One of the best time in my
life. It was fun. Like I never did it before. I never be an actor. So we have like a workshop for like a few months, two or three months. I can't remember. So we have that, and it was pretty fun, honestly. And until we do actual shooting, which is terrifying.
Really,
because you have a lot, because like obviously I never did this before, and they have a lot of shooting clue there, like a lot of people there, like staff, all over people, and like they kind of waiting for you to act, and then if you do it wrong, they have to do everything again, and I was like so grand jaya, like very like feel bad if I make a mistake. I think that the first scene was like Jung kind of like messed up so many times. And I was like, oh my God, me is next.
Jung and Earth like... was like the first scene. I was shooting the first scene. Jung and Earth were walking from.
Yeah, and they kind of messed up like.
Yeah.
Like so many takes. I remember.
Two
and I
was hours. Like... It's supposed to be like only like half, like 30 minutes. But Jung and Earth took 2 hours, right, Earth?
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. Me is next.
Yeah,
I'm so scared, but like everybody was very nice, and in the end it just come out fine. I love it. It's such a good experience. It's so fun,
you know. I was first knowing about I'm going to direct Two Moon Two, I have a hard time calling the series Two Moon Two because I feel like because I retell at the beginning of Two Moon, you know, it's not even season two for me. It's just like,
it's
Two Moon. It's a remake or something like that. We can call that. It's definitely like second season. And so what scene that you think that you impressed the most in Two Moon Two? Earth is still here. Are you listening to us right now?
No, no, never. Oh. But it's okay. I see you guys.
Okay, so what is your impression? What was on the shooting time and yeah.
And on I'm trying to think back. It's been like 2 years, geez.
I remember I was working so fucking hard on 2 and 2. Especially in the shooting set. I was like, I'm going to die every day. I feel
like, it's so funny because like I love to like I love to mess with you because like you have to be under the table and like behind the car and, it's so funny. I mean I wish that we could have behind the scene. It's so funny.
It was kind of hard, but it was so much fun, you know, because I never experienced making TV series before. And that is like my first series that I did. And I just don't know how to like the time duration and stuff like that. You know, I don't really think about that when I shoot. When I shot my series, it's just the same way that I shot my theme. So it's nothing different. Yeah.
Yeah, because I heard that you've been only do a movie. You never did a series before. I mean, obviously I can't tell different much about it, but I'm pretty sure that it must be like difficult for you to adapt to a series. I mean, okay, then what do you think is easier, a movie or a series to direct and shoot and everything?
Series is more easier because you know you don't have to get into the deep like character. You just act. You don't have to be the character. But when it comes to 2 Moon 2, I work differently. So lots of people in the team were like, "Why are you working like this?" I was like, "This is how I work." Because they're supposed to like, you know, just come to the set and then tang gong and then shoot. You know, they don't care about the cinematography. They don't even care about that. But I really pay attention about that too. And I need the acting is on point. That's the main thing for me. And I don't need big acting, you know, I need just only normal people. Yeah. And I remember like the scene that I shot you and you did like 10 takes. Just only one scene that you need to see why you're in episode 3. In episode 2. That you see while you're dancing and you just like remind in the past or something.
Oh
like
my God.
That scene was like,
it's like the camera. It's like basically I walk in, right? And the camera has like zoomed to my face and like, it had to be focused all the time. And I have to like walk so many times because like the lens is not focused enough or like I make up.
And you know,
I can't remember, but
somehow I can see your eyes was very dry because you cannot just blink. You have to watch why you I remember.
Yeah, I had to like walk in and was like, stunned. And I can't blink. Obviously, like, but it was funny. It was good though. It was such a fun experience.
So how was like with Earth? How was working with him? As a partner, because you have to, or is you a couple? How was it?
Yeah, well, he's a good co-worker, obviously. Basically, I mean, I first met Erd on back when we signed the contract for the first time. I mean, he was like kind of unique. He's kind of like active all the time, can't stay still, you know. And it's just like, I mean, obviously, like, I know that I have to, like, play a part of him. So I just try to be friends and stuff. But we kind of, I think I talked to this in the interview before, but we didn't click at all at first. Mm-hmm. Because we kind of have a war against each other. Like, it's like we can work, but, like, we can't really, like, be friends at all. Mm-hmm. Until, like, the shooting is done until like a year later. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of like all right, I think we need to stop this crap now. We just have to talk it out. Like what's going on? Like, if you're going to keep being like this, it's going to be a problem for the future. Like, mm-hmm. it's difficult to work with each other and stuff. So in the end, we kind of talk it out. And then we just become one of the best friends.
Yeah.
Nice on.
That's yeah. cool. So, yeah. I see you guys together. And I was happy. I mean, you guys are really cool.
But it was a bit rough at first, honestly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But everything went well in the end.
So
even today, even 2-3 years later, we're still friends. So that's a good thing.
So back then, you were pretty close with Power Bill, right?
Yeah, basically, I'm in Rangsit University, as you guys know. Power 2. Mm-hmm. I actually met Power like on the first day in the uni. So really? We kind of like know that's each other, cool. like, you know, but we didn't expect to be in the same series and like work together until now. But we become friends. I think he's the first person I know, obviously. So it's a continue. So, and we kind of use English all the time. So that's what we become. Like.
So I need to ask you this question because like lots of people just want to know, like, how did you feel or how do you feel? Like, because, you know, we got 2 moons and we have 2 moons too and lots of comparison. Mm. How did you think about this? How did you feel? Because I'm sure a lot of pressure is going to put on you because, you know, they have only original partner, which is like,
basically the 2 moon 2 moon 2 comparison.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously like a lot of pressure is that, but I think it also, I mean, at first I'm just excited to be in the series. I don't really like know about their background, the drama. I don't know anything at all. I just like, oh, I got to be in the series. Yay. You know, just like new, you know, very new. But when you like get there and they announce the cast, I mean, people from the office kind of warn us like, okay, there's like drama from the first season and like you kind of gonna get some hate comment, blah blah blah. Just like just don't bother, just let it go. It will pass. Which I don't know anything. I mean, I know who played the first one for Panna. I think it's Picot, right? Which is like I understand because like it's a lot different from the what's called the visual is gonna change a lot. So when they announced like the big cast
time
name,
change big time, big different.
Yeah, it's a lot changed because like he's kind of like going like Thai Korean look, and I'm like halfy, like you know, Falanga. I was like, what? Yeah. So that's I think I'm pretty sure I got the most hate of all. It makes sense because like I'm the lead role too.
I think I'm so, the one who got the most hate because people thought that I'm the one who select the cast. So.
Yeah,
lots of people like complain about me, like DM me on Twitter.
I'm pretty sure that the admin of everything will get paid the most because like they select the cast. Mm-hmm. But when they announce the cast, my boss kind of like in my office, Motif kind of were like, okay, just like turn off the phone on that day, just like let it go, just like sleep in fast. Okay. And then obviously I want to know what's going on, right? And then I just after that day, it's just like you got like a lot of engagement for the first time, and then it's like, what are you seriously? This guy's Panna? And then I got like a lot of hate comment, like stuff like that, which it kind of made me depressed for like a day or two. I never thought in my life that those comment could like make me feel so down before in my life. You know, I just like, oh, it's just a comment. I don't have to be like care about it. But like when it actually happened, it kind of like dragged you down really hard. I was like, oh my God, am I not good enough or what? Even though I didn't even prove it yet and people kind of judged me already. And it's just been going on until the series got air for the first time. And then people kind of like changed their mind and like accept you, support you more and become one of the best thing ever.
Was so happy when like the first episode released. I was like, oh my gosh, finally it's released, because I have been, you know, people like comparing a lot about the first one, and Yeah, and I got lots of pressure, I remember. And I was crying all the time in the first episode was on. I was like, I need someone to know to help, to just rely on. And yeah, but suddenly the first episode got a really good feedback, and you know, each episode getting better and better and better. And yeah, it was cool. So you didn't answer me which scene that you like the most.
I don't know. Every scene have like their meaning, obviously. But my favorite would be, I'm trying to think back. I mean, obviously, like the scene that I'm driving up, the supercar is cool. But I just love that. It's cool. But
oh, that you broke the door, right? That costs lots of money.
No.
Like, I think you hit something.
No, that's not true. Okay. I would terrifying. The clue was like so careful of that.
Yeah.
But my favorite scene would be, it kind of go toward the end that like I kind of like punch back. It's pretty fun. You know, I never do action.
That's only it's the fun, action like, scene that we have, I remember.
Yeah. Oh my God. I wish that I could like this up. It's such a cliffhanger at the end.
Yeah.
It's a shame that.
I'm supposed to, like, I have the plot for season 3 already, and like, it's going to be so perfect, but yeah.
I mean, I was really looking forward for after that, but it's okay. Life happened. Yeah. Didn't go what you think it is.
I just could not believe that happened to me too. I was like, because I was the one who very pushed the series a lot. Like I tweet every single hour just to make sure people remember about Toomin 2. Because
it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if the Toomin 2 like end happy, like not like cliffhanger like that, it would be fine as an actor.
Yeah.
But it end like a cliffhanger like that, it kind of as an actor, it's like kind of your job to finish what we did, you know. I just want to finish the story, but I mean, it's
me
okay.
Too.
I was can't do anything about it.
Yeah, but this was I had a good time making Toomin 2.
In the end, I have no regret doing that.
Right.
It was still one of the best experience I ever did in my life. So
me too.
No regret at all.
And I'd be able to meet you. That one of the best experience in my life too. You have
I'm so glad that I have you as my first director ever.
Yeah.
And it was I mean, obviously, like when you're watching a movie or anything, the director was like scary, right?
Yeah.
It's so scary to talk to. But when I met you, you were like so friendly, and like we could literally talk to you about anything, like everything at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a like a friend based thing, which is I love it. It's easy to work with, and I just glad to have you as my first director, and we continue to be friends after that until now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It was kind of like, you know, when I go direct the commercial and stuff like that, like people very respect me, and sometimes it's too much to respect me. I was like, okay, you know, and don't treat me like a prince, or I'm just a nice director who can be bitch sometime, but not all the time. Yeah, that is me. So what about after Toomin 2? What happened? Because, you know, we lost the contract. We still contact sometime, but it's not like often, but we kind of like, we didn't talk as that much, and I'm still.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So after Toomin 2, obviously, like one of the first thing that happened is COVID, right? That actually potential could be the one of the main reasons that make everything fall apart, because like COVID come. I mean, season 3 is supposed to happen, but then COVID kind of like push it back a year, and then obviously we have a lot of things. I think one of the first thing is like we kind of make a voice kill ban to put it between season 2 and season 3, because waiting for the COVID to be gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
because like that is 2020 last year on April. That's like first COVID hit. So we kind of pushed season three to like 2021. Mm-hmm. Hopefully like COVID will be gone 2020, right? Which didn't happen, obviously. It's still going on until now.
Yeah.
So that plan changed, everything changed. We have always killed. We have our music video, the song, which come in the middle, which didn't go like very good because like it's kind of thing the launch. They kind of announced it like during COVID, so it doesn't really did well. But it's okay. It's still like, you know, things to do. So, and then things kind of like falling apart. Earth is left.
Mm-hmm.
Jung and I went to China.
China. Mm-hmm.
So everything kind of like go apart because like now two moons three have to change Wayo because Earth is left, and they have to change Mingquan and Kit Kat, right?
Yeah.
Because like they went to China, so it's basically me, Power, and Dom left, and basically it kind of changed a lot now. Like basically half the cast has changed now, so you know things doesn't look good, and basically we just think like I guess that it doesn't gonna like do anything well anymore. So we just
so you're going to be in 2 Moon 3 or not?
Well, I mean right now I already announced on Instagram and announcing on social media that I'm not going to do it. Same with everybody else, Power and Dom. Mm-hmm. Basically every cast in 2 Moon 2, the six main cast on 2 Moon 2 are not going to do 2 Moon 3 for sure. But that's as far as I know right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I have a choice to do 2 Moon 3, but it kind of like I have to sign more contract, and it doesn't, for me, I'm not comfortable to sign that contract. I'm not going to say what it say, but like I just not comfortable to sign it.
Mm-hmm.
Same feeling goes to Pavel and Dom. So we just decide not to do it. So that's why we left Motive Village for good. Mm-hmm. So right now we just doing one our own thing. Everybody kind of went separate right now, to be very honest.
Do you know, I miss the 6 Moon. I miss you guys a lot. I miss the time that we were workshopping and we just like doing lots of crazy, stupid things. And it was so much fun.
Yeah, I know. It was so much fun. Like I used to think back a lot of times because back then it was so fun. I met 5 of them all the time. Like we met like every week, nearly every day, and we just have so much fun. We become like one of the best friends ever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such a good time, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure if you like go ask another 5, they would say the same.
Yeah.
It's such a shame. I would say it's a shame that things going this way. But
mm-hmm.
everybody like went separate way doing that what they want. For example, Jung and Nai. I mean, look at Nai now. He's become like superstar in China now, so he's going for his dream, right?
So I was so surprised because you know I didn't know that is Nai. That was him. I didn't know that is him, and I saw on Twitter and I was like, this guy look like Nai, and I didn't care. I just like passed by because I never thought that he's gonna be there, and he's so he become a superstar right now.
Yeah, I mean, cool. Yeah, we would talk about like he was kind of stressed. Like, he have opportunity to go to China and do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he have to like compete with like another 100 people, top six, something like that. That can will be able to debut, right, and become like in a black superstar there. So he have to compete with 100 people and stuff. And he was stressed. Like, should I do it? But if I do it, I have to risk myself. I have to like drop all the school. I have to leave Thailand. I have to like start everything in China again. So, but in the end, he chose to follow his dream and he made it. So that's kind of like one of the best lessons ever. And I'm so glad that he did that. We're mm-hmm. still in touch. So I just hope all the best for him. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's doing very well. Yeah. Jung is next, I guess. I think he's going... I'm not sure.
Jung is very handsome. I would like, because you know when I was with him, I didn't care about the look and everything because I thought Jung is just my actor who needs to act in my series, and you know I don't care about the look and stuff like that. But now I look at his Instagram, and I was like, oh my god, he's hot.
He's free.
I haven't seen him for so long, but but I haven't seen him for a really long time, nearly a year now, I guess. But we talk, we call sometimes, we text sometimes. But yeah, I'm pretty sure we like must be like massive now. He must be like way taller than me now and bigger. And yeah, I mean, I heard that he's gonna go to China.
He was 18, when he did Two Moon Two, he was 18.
Yeah, he was 18, and I was like 21, I guess. I was something like that. Yeah. And he was like taller than me already. Cool. Jesus Christ. He was such a kid who like a giant kid.
You know, I had such a hard time to like control Jung. Because he just like, I was like, Jung, I need just 3 seconds. You stay still, don't move. Just, yeah, but he just cannot do it. But at the end, he is perfectly good when the series came out. And so what is your future right now? Do you have any plan for the future?
So as of right now, I moved to the company. I mean, I have a new manager now, I can't like 100% say confirm anything, but like there's a lot of promises. There's a lot of promise that a lot of like projects going on, and hopefully that become true, that actually happening. So we will see. But I think things should happen this year. I landed more job, so hopefully that I could be back in a series or movie or anything actually. I just love to be in the become an actor. It's one of the best things. It's fun. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
So we will see.
And you know, from my point of view, you are a very good actor. I mean, to be honest.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So
that's it for the question for about your life and stuff like that. But I have some of the questions that I ask you. It's kind of a little bit deep question. So if you don't want to answer, that's fine. Right. The first question is, are you living a meaningful life right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Meaningful? Yes, I think it's better. If you ask this question like four or five months ago, I would say no. Because like COVID-19 really hit everything. All the job was like got canceled, got postponed. Even in I'm in university, right? Every like class is go to online. You can't leave the house. Every day was boring. I'm being very honest. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. Everything it changed a lot compared to like
Two Moon's day. I saw you tweet. The COVID made introvert become extrovert or something like that. It was funny.
It is. I was such an introvert for sure. I love to be in the house, but right now I would love to go out.
Yeah.
But you just can't, you know. I just
want to grab my bag and fly to somewhere, you know, like USA or
wherever. I want to go to another country. I want to go have a vacation, holiday, but things just doesn't go. You know, even visiting the family is difficult now because, like, you know, COVID, everything is just difficult. But everything kind of changed because, like, I kind of have a new mindset. Like, I just use all the free time that I have now to improve myself, which I've been working out every day. I become more buffer. I play sport every day. I become more active. And I think I'm in a better shape than before. And I think I'm living in a meaningful life. And I hope, and I'm pretty sure that something good will land on me for sure.
Definitely.
So I will put things on that. So I live in a meaningful life.
That's good. So the next question is, What inspire you the most right now?
Inspire me. I don't know, actually. Inspire me. I'm not sure is it answering your question, but I'm really put everything focused on study. It sounds so like crap, but like I really did. Because like, I mean, there's nothing much to do at the moment except university. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like wish I would, if nothing goes wrong, I would graduate this year, and I plan to do master right away. Because like COVID is going around, and since it will be difficult to land a job this time, so I'm just going to do a master and see how it goes. I'm pretty sure like after master end, everything should be fine now. So study first. Second is trying to land a job, trying to hopefully that I have some casting or audition, and we will see. And been working out every day. So that's kind of my three goals at the moment.
And I would love for you to have, I would love to work with you again, for sure.
Well, if you have something new after the Secret Admirer, yeah, we will see, you know, future.
Yeah.
We can see.
Sure.
Hopefully.
So how do you think the world will change in like 10 years, 50 years, you know? Like about your life, or maybe like the whole
world. Or me.
Yeah.
So you what so you're asking like, what do I see myself in like 10 years?
Yeah, in 10 years.
I'm pretty sure that in 10 years I will be 30, 33, 34 right now. So oh my god. I'm pretty sure I would have family by now. By then, I'm pretty sure I'd be married. I would have kids. And aww. I hope that I have a successful career. Mm-hmm. Not sure what it would be, but yeah, I just not sure what I would be. I just hope that I'd be happy and smile every day.
Yeah, don't forget to invite me to your wedding anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
So
Uncle Am.
Yeah. So do you believe in true love?
True love? Yes, of course I believe in true love. I really believe in true love and like love. Yeah, I would truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in true love?
I have a hard time believing that kind of things because I have been hurt a lot in the past, but I'm just looking for it right now. I'm not like looking for it, like seriously looking for it, but just, yeah, I think if it's come. I mean,
I think that everybody kind of love, everybody have a different experience, but they're going to be a bad experience first.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure most people kind of have like the bad one first. And you use that to improve your experience, you know, like learn from it, basically learn from it. And
do you know what the bad things about me that is? I never learned. I never learned my
You have thing. To.
Yeah, I you have to. But
then it's just going to loop like that.
About love, I just keep like, I keep seeing people like took advantage of me. And then, you know.
That is scary.
And that's very scary. Sad. That's pretty sad. Like, that's kind of sad.
And that's actually very, that I want to put 1+1 there, but like, that's pretty scary because like, especially for people who like in your spot or mine spot or anyone's spot that in this industry, entertainment industry, because like people will also take advantage of that because this guy is famous or this guy have a lot of money and they kind of like take advantage of that. It's very scary to find that true love, you know.
Yeah, and very sad.
So I just hope that everybody in this, not just this industry, but like in that spot to find a person that like really love you for the way you are.
Yeah. So I got a couple more questions to ask. So this question I really need to know, like what is the thing you most want to achieve before you die? Have you thought about this?
I would love to be able to take care of my family, you to my parents.
You're a very good person. I never thought about this.
Well, that makes you. Well, I mean, honestly, though, if I wish that I could achieve, it's like I wish that I could take care of my family, my parents. I wish to have family of my own. I would love to have a children. I would love to. I don't know. I just honestly, in the end, I don't wish to have become a millionaire or billionaire. I just wish to become happy. Mm-hmm. It sounds so crap, or you can know, you, but I really, 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 yeah, I really wish that I become like happy and like waking up every day and like smile, and every day has become interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So the last question is, what make you the most angry about our country?
Our country?
Yeah.
What
makes you angry about it?
Well, that's many things I would say, but my main thing right now that I could say is the vaccine situation, that I don't like it at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just doesn't like the fact that, I mean, why is so difficult? I mean, I am not an expert. I don't know much about this information. I could get a wrong information, but I just don't know why it's so difficult to like give a vaccine to people, you know. That's it. Like it like in US, basically 80% of population that has got it already got a good one too. So we kind of get a Sinovac, which I think that's the only thing. Sinovac and what's it called? Astra?
AstraZeneca, yeah.
That only come to Thailand.
And if we need the like higher quality, we need to pay. And it's just like
I just don't understand what they're thinking, to be very honest. I mean, from the news and everything, it's just a fact that Sinovac is kind of like the least effective one of all.
Yeah.
I mean, the effective rate from WHO was like 51%. That's a minimum, right? 51% to 80, mm-hmm. which compared to Pfizer is like minimum is 80%, you know. I mean, I don't know why that we get the least effective one out of all. I just don't understand that. I mean, I don't know like what they're thinking, but from me as a Thailand citizen, you know, I just have this question or so. And I'm pretty sure that a lot of people have the same question as well.
I complain to government every single day, to be honest. As you can see on my Twitter or something like that.
I know. I know very well.
Uh-huh. So yeah, lots of people warning me, like, do not post about politics on the Twitter. But I just like, you know.
It's such a sensitive, mm-hmm. it's a very sensitive topic.
Right.
Really sensitive, especially for people who are like, have a lot of followers, obviously. Mm-hmm. Because like, it could, you know, make a drama of all, yeah. But I don't really, I mean, I know I read some of like politics stuff, but I don't really say it much. Mm-hmm. I kind of have like my opinion, but I keep to myself, yeah. Which is kind of opposite of you. You kind of like it all.
Yeah. I just
actually, you know, there's a lot of things that I learned from Thailand from your tweet. I was like, oh, that happened?
Yeah.
So I was like, from your tweet, it's so funny.
It's just so funny because I saw the news yesterday that they want the student to wear a uniform to study from home, and I was like, is that okay?
I don't know what is Thailand laws about that. I mean, obviously, like in my high school I have to wear a uniform, which uh-huh. I always break the rules because like mm-hmm. I always like wear something else, yeah. Back in the high school, but you study
from home, so you have to wear uniform.
It's yeah, that's kind of ridiculous, honestly. That's mm-hmm. I don't approve that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it's kind of weird. Or like there's some law rules that you have to cut your hair short.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess I'm growing up as like a Thai and like English base, so I kind of have a feeling about it. Mm-hmm. I kind of like, you know, grow my hair long or like wear anything I want. Yeah. It's just different culture mm-hmm. too.
So that's it. Wow. I just want to say, wow, your life is so cool. I was Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's... it's nothing fantastic.
No, like, no, it's, I think, it's fantastic because think about who have a chance to go to the UK and work for 1.5 years. Like 5%, I think. Yeah, but you did it.
I consider myself like lucky to have a good opportunity and I took it. I'm kind of like glad that I'm not scared to take it. Mm-hmm. I think at least I took the opportunity and I happened to be in the right place in the right time from the 2 months too. And I love all the experience. And from now on, I hope that something good happen. Maybe I land something, I'd be in the same series. I hopefully potential be working with you in the future. We will see. And yeah, you know, it's it's a fun life. I have a fun life.
That's good. I'm good to you. You're doing good. I'm glad. Yeah. After all we've been through, just like, you know, I'm hearing you today.
Yeah, and it's been 3 years and I'm still being in touch with you all the time.
Yeah.
We're still friends. And I heard all about The Secret Admirer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it would be a great series. So yeah, really looking forward to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, I'm pretty sure it will be a masterpiece for you for sure.
Thank you. Right now it's I just finished Call It What You Want, season 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you shoot already?
Yes. It's
needs to be.
We did it.
That was fast. Holy
that God. Was fast. It was fast.
Oh my God.
But I finished the season.
You just finished already. The first season like months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So and we might gonna have season 3 and 4 and 5 and I would like you to invite you to be a part of it. It's gonna be fun. So it's just a plan.
Well, yeah, we can. Yeah, we can talk about it.
Yeah,
about it.
So, anything. Do you know you have a fans all over the world? Do you want?
Mm.
Do you please have the message to those fans who just support you, whatever you want.
Yeah.
From
everything that I got from all of like this. Since I've been 2 months 2 is one of the best things that happened is basically fans. I would never expect, I talk about it so many times, but I never expect that I would have so many people from all around the world, not just Thailand, around the world to support me. It's such an amazing feeling. Yeah. It's such a one, like, I just can't believe it that it, like, some people actually like support you and like text tweet to you like, hey Ben, how are you, have a good day today, smiley face, like that. It was like, wow, you know, it's such an amazing feeling. And like when you're like feeling down and you become like, oh, today is a bad day, you go on Twitter, Instagram, and then that's you just go to your tab and see like all those people who like been encouraging me all the time, like, Ben, like, look up, you know, every day is a good day, blah blah. And it's just, it's amazing. I just want to say like, thank you from the bottom of my heart that you guys been supporting me, supporting the rest of 2 Moons Cast. And thank you very much. And I really hope that there's going to be an opportunity that I could meet with you guys more again, face to face with our COVID, you know, situation. And I really hope that I wish I could go to your country and visit you. And that would be amazing opportunity. I wish for that and I hope for it. Thank you very much.
So yeah, so that's it for today. Ben, you are amazing friend, you are amazing actor, you amazing co-worker, and you just be you. I love
thank you
about you. And you are really brave, and the thing that you did in the past and you learned from it, it's just, it's very cool. I think people who listen to your story today will get inspired from you. I got inspired from you too. Thank you.
Well, I hope that people who be listening to this, I just want to say, like, if you have any cool experience or cool opportunity come to you, just don't be scared to take it. You do a bit of research, think about it, but like, don't be scared to do it. There's so many opportunity come to you every day. Just took it and see how it goes. And your life could be like, have something new, excited, fun, terrifying. It's such a good experience to have. That's just took it. Yeah. And same goes to you. Thank you for so much for being such a good friend, amazing director. And
thank you
for staying in touch until today and have this so much fun podcast. And like, thank you for having me today. It's such a fun to talk to you again.
Yeah, I was like, you know, we met like months ago, but you know, we didn't have time to talk that much. But right now I feel like, oh my gosh, that's cool to know you. Thank you, Benjamin. So, Bob, the last time, why Benjamin? How come your name is Benjamin?
I don't know. Basically, I'm pretty sure that my mom and my dad kind of have this deal with like, if they have a boy, my dad would name it. If it's a girl, my mom would name it. So that's why I have Benjamin. There's not much meaning for it, I guess. I don't really know where it comes from, but it's like an English name, and it could be Thai name too, you know, Benjamin. Yeah. And right, it's a
Well, thank you so much, Benjamin.
Thank you very much.
The whole conversation, and I hope you have a great future. I'm sure you're gonna have a great future, and I can't wait to go meet you in person when the COVID gone.
Yeah.
We need
I would love to meet you and like do a bunch of activity together, hopefully to work with you in one day in the future. And thank you for having me today.
Thank you. So we're gonna end this podcast right now, and you guys have a good day, and thanks for listening to us. And thanks for listening to Ben.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Commentary Podcast.